Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas strikes out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Bishop moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to third. Cochran moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is walked intentionally. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes bunts towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to second. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Haas moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it. Throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Fox reaches second base with a double. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair bunts towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McNair for the out. Fox moves to third. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-0 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haas moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haas scores. There goes Cochran trying to get to third. Vosmek throws the ball into Kom, who tags Cochran for the out. Two outs. It's 4-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmek strikes out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a line drive off the glove of Kom, and into shallow left field. Miller reaches second base with a double. McNair moves to third. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McNair scores. Miller moves to third. One out. It's 5-0, Athletics. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 2 in the game. Grove hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller scores. It's 6-0, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Grove moves to second. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grove scores. Bishop moves to third. It's 7-0. Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cochran is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Haas goes all the way around to score. It's 9-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly strikes out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Montague now playing shortstop. Bruce Knotzer now playing first base. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-0, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Dykes strikes out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Montague moves to second. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Knotzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knotzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. Montague moves to third. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Montague now playing third base. Boesberger now playing shortstop. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Haas moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger strikes out. 1 out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Connolly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. McNair reaches second base with a double. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. McNair moves to third. 1 out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McNair scores. 2 outs. It's 11-0, Athletics. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ralph Weingartner pinch hits for Dick Porter. Ralph Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner strikes out. 1 out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Montague takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Montague moves to third. Bruce Knutzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knutzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Knutzer hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.